So, Kenny, tonight, man, you guys started out a little slow. Team Memphis playing very hard, but you guys recovered with two big guns, James and Mitch.
You know, incredible shooting performance by the Grizzly. Grizzlies, give them credit. They shot the heck out of the ball, but, you know, good night for the Cavs. 50 wins, you know, after a 17-16 start. A real credit to this roster. You know, sure, we got the big guns. You know, we got our superstars, but we're also, you know, 15 deep. And tonight was a great example of that. All the contributions from our bench guys. All of them are really good. Larry again, another good night for Larry. So, you know, we'll take it.
King, looking ahead, like you said, the bench guys in the playoffs, you never know who might can help you in the night. So having guys who can go to 1 through 15 on tonight's roster, and since what they did tonight, how does it make you feel knowing in a week or so, if you need them, they can come through for you?
It's huge, huge. I mean, that's been the one, you know, one of the big positives about having to play so many guys. These guys are all ready. I have no hesitation calling on any of them in a playoff situation. And you know, it always comes up. Always, yes. There's always one or two of these guys that, you know, surprise. So these guys are ready. Again, I give our depth a lot of credit for getting to this 50 win mark. Again, young guys keep getting better. You know, we got good momentum heading into the playoffs.
And Kenny, I know sometimes injuries suck, but Cavs, you see, you get guys, it's time on task.
Yeah.
And that's very important for a young man to get better, that time on task, not just doing skill work with the coaches and stay ready games. They can actually just go out there and apply it on the court.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to our coaches, our performance team that keeps them ready physically. These guys, you know, you never know when you're going to play. It's sporadic. Your minutes, your games, but I felt like all year we throw guys in and they're ready to hoop. You know, credit to the program we have going on.
I'm good.
Coach, you talked about the team's depth. Can you speak about why Craig Porter Jr. is so effective? Another near triple-double tonight.
CP, he's positionless. He doesn't, there's no real position. He's just a basketball player. He rebounds, assists, he drives it. High IQ, good defender, gets steals. He's an old school guy. He's just an all around basketball player. And those guys that can do all those things, they contribute in the playoffs usually. They fill all the stats and the box score. And CP, good news for us that he's playing well going into the playoffs.
You spoke pregame about Dennis Schroeder getting back his mojo. Was tonight a reflection of that?
Dennis is, you know, he's doing what we've asked from him. And that's, you know, his defensive pressure, deflections, getting into guys, causing havoc on the defensive end. But offensively, this is where I'm most pleased with him. I thought he was... You know, there's some games there where he felt like he was a little off, didn't know his role. I think he's gotten to a point now where he knows what we want from him. That's early drives, get in the paint, get downhill, shoot your mid-range when you're open. And he's given us a little offensive rebounding, surprising offensive rebounding stats. So, you know, we'll take that. He's playing really well.
Yeah, it's going to be all right.